Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ein Ches, Psachim 78b, pagination, page 156, about 10 lines from the top of the page, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. Nitu Abasar V'chelev Kayum. If the meat that could be eaten has become Tomei, but the fats which would be brought on the Mizbeach are still available, you would not go and sprinkle the blood, because that is considered a useless Karban Pesach. The purpose of the Karban Pesach is for the flesh to be eaten, and the fats on the Mizbeach is considered secondary. If the fats became tummy and the flesh is still available, Zorek es Adam, then you would go and sprinkle the blood. Uvamikdoshim enoche. But by regular kodshim, the Mishnah says it's the opposite. Even if the flesh that would be going to the owner or to the Kohen would be Tomei, but if the flesh is available, Zorek es Adam, you would continue and you would proceed, because the carbon can still be valid, because the chelev on the Mizbeach is a primary purpose of the carbon. So again, by a carbon Pesach, according to our Mishnah, if the meat became tamei, you should not sprinkle the blood. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Im Zorak Hurtza. Good, you're not supposed to sprinkle the blood, but what happens if you did? Says Rav Gidl, in the name of Rav, it works. It's a Karban Pesach. V'abo'ina nachila, don't you need that people should eat from the Karban Pesach? He says, achila lo ma'akva. Eating is not imperative, and the person is absolved from his obligation, and he would not bring a Pesach Sheni, according to Rav Gidl Amar Rav. V'aksiv ish lefi achlo, each person according to his ability to eat, Le mitzvah, that's the right way to do the mitzvah. Everybody agrees. But it doesn't have to be, according to Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Ula akiv lo, really, it doesn't have to be. V'atanya b'michsas, melamed shena pesach nishchat ela lemenuyav. It has to be the people who are accounted for. Yachol shachta shelo lemenuyav yekover ala mitzvah v'kosher. If you did it not for the people, you would think that you did something wrong, but it's still kosher. Tamalawa ishlafi achla tachosu. It has to be eaten. That's how you count. Hakav shishina of la'akev, iskashochlan la'menuyin. And people have to actually eat. And that's the way we rule. We rule that it would not be valid because the meat is not available. Elo Rav d'omek Rav Nosan. But Rav was following the opinion of Rav Nosan, and therefore he interpreted the Mishnah in such a way that it was only l'chatchila, don't sprinkle the blood. But he continues, but if you did, it would be kosher. That's the opinion of Rav Nosson. The Omar Achilas Psachim Lo Ma'akva, who holds that eating from the Karban Pesach is not required in order to fulfill your obligation. Hi Rav Nosson, which Rav Nosson are you referring to? So let's work through this. If you say it's this following Rav Nosson's statement, the Tanya that we learned, Rav Nosson, how do you know that everybody in the Jewish people can fulfill their obligation of Karban Pesach with one Karban Pesach, even though clearly they can't all eat from it? It's possible for them all to shecht the Karban Pesach at the same time. Everybody can fulfill their obligation with one Karban Pesach. So that does not really prove that you don't have to eat. Dilma shiny hasam over there, perhaps it works. Because if some people would pull themselves out of the Karban Pesach, then the other people would have enough to be able to eat. And therefore, the focus would be that people could eat. But if you had a Karban Pesach where they clearly cannot eat, how do you know that Rav Nosson would validate it? Elohar Rav Nosson Tetanya. Maybe it's a different statement of Rav Nosson. As we learned, Nimnu alav chabura achas v'chazur v'nimnu alav chabura acheres. If one group is on a Korban Pesach, there's a certain size to the animal, how many people can eat. And then a second group counted themselves in on the same animal. Rishonim sheyesh lam kezayis ochlim upturim milasas Pesach sheni. The first group to whom a kezayis, a portion, could be allocated, so they're going to be potter from Pesach sheni because they fulfilled their obligation. Acharonim, the second group of people, she'en lam kezayis, ein ochlim, v'chayavim lasas Pesach sheni. They can't eat from it, and they have to make a Pesach sheni because there wasn't enough for them. Rabbi Nassan Omer, and Rabbi Nassan argued over there and said, Eilu ve'eilu p'tur melasas Pesach sheni, shekvar nizrek hadam, the blood is sprinkled, they fulfilled their obligation. That's Rabbi Nassan's opinion, even though clearly they didn't eat. So the Gemara says, Akati, still, I don't really know the reasoning for Rabbi Nassan. Dilma shayni hasam dinimim shichihani chazi lehu. Simply because if some people pulled out, there would be a kezayis available for the second group. That doesn't really prove that if the entire Korban Pesach meat became tamei, so that it's not available for anybody, there's no way it's intrinsically invalid, and therefore no one can eat. Maybe Rav Nassan only said his thing when intrinsically it's still acceptable, just the question, who's going to get a piece of the pie? Imkain, if that was the reasoning of Rav Nassan, lisni hoylu ru'uyim li mashaych, he should have said his reason as since they can pull out. If you remember, the wording of Rav Nassan was because the blood was sprinkled. If the reason is because the blood was sprinkled, so then Shema mina bedam tal yomilsa. His focus is the validity of the korban, and he really doesn't care about whether they can eat or not. Aval achila lo ma'akva, and eating is not imperative. Now, the Gemara backs off now and tries to see the bigger picture. Good, we have an understanding that there is an opinion out there called Rav Nassan, and good, his reasoning is shekvar nizrek hadam, because the blood was sprinkled, and good, Rav Nassan holds that they don't have to eat, and good, Rav Nassan holds even if there's nothing to eat because it's tameh. We'll pin all of that onto the opinion of Rav Nassan. Nevertheless, my duchke de Rav de mukim lamasnisin lechatchila of Rav Nassan. Why did Rav, which is the way Rav Gidel presented it in the name of Rav, why did he decide in our original statement of the Mishnah that when the meat becomes tamei, you should not sprinkle the blood? And then he continued and said, but if you did, it's kosher. Why couldn't he just accept Eina Zorek Es Hadam, you don't sprinkle the blood, because if you did, it wouldn't work? Why did he understand it, you shouldn't sprinkle the blood, but if you did, it's okay? Nukma Kirabonon, why couldn't he establish it like the Rabbonon? Vafilu Dieved Nami Loan, even if you did it, it's still no good. And the Gemara answers, Rav Masnisen Kashi say, Rav was bothered by something in the Mishnah. Amai Ein Zorek Es Hadam, why did the Mishnah say the words, don't sprinkle the blood, giving you a directive? Listen, pasul, why didn't it just say, it's pasul, end, it's invalid? Elashmamina, from the wording, you see, ein zorek lechatchila, we're giving you a directive, don't sprinkle it. Aval dievet, but if you did, you didn't listen to us, shapri dami, it would actually work. And that was the nuance that caused Rav to establish the Mishnah like Rav Nassan. He was troubled, why did it say, Eina Zorek Es Hadam, as a directive, why didn't it just bottom out and say, Pasul, invalid, end of the flowchart, doesn't work, there's nothing more to do. The Kesef Mishnah points out that this inference, which Rav makes in our Mishnah, is not a conclusive one, because there were two statements in the first part of the Mishnah. One was, Eina Zorek Es Hadam, don't sprinkle the blood if the meat became tamei. And the second statement was, Zorek Es Hadam, you should sprinkle the blood if the fats became tamei. So the Kesef Mishnah says that another way to look at this Mishnah is not the way Rav did his inference, but rather to say that the Mishnah was being symmetrical. We chose in the Reisha the wording of Eino Zorek Es Hadam, don't sprinkle the blood, because in the next statement we were going to say Zorek Es Hadam, you should sprinkle the blood. And because we were contrasting cases where the meat became Tamei versus the case where the fats became Tamei, it's reasonable to be symmetric about it, and therefore the words Eino Zorek Es Hadam cannot conclusively prove that it's only a din l'chatchila, and b'diavad it would be kosher, and you have to say it's Reb Nosson. It could very well be that it's intended, even b'diavad, ein ezorek es hadam, don't sprinkle the blood, and if you did, it would not help. And the only reason we said it by way of directive, and not with finality, puzzle, is because we wanted the Mishnah to be symmetric. Yashik Koach. Have a wonderful day.